acquired the entire Gunns freehold land estate. That's 175,680 hectares, all in Tasmania. And about 107,000 hectares of that is in the northwest of Tasmania, 51,000 hectares in the northeast, and about 18,000 in the southeast. The timber plantations themselves on the land we've acquired, 100,620 hectares of timber plantation, with 89,000 of that on freehold land, and about 12,000 hectares are share farms with private landowners.
And how much money has this cost?
Well, the purchase is basically a private transaction, so we haven't announced the price.
And you're not going to, by the sound of it. You've told me about the area. What sort of business have you acquired?
So basically, we have the land, the forestry, timber plantations. Then we have two wood chip mills, one in Hampshire and one in Tamar. There's a major state-of-the-art hardwood tree seedling nursery in Somerset. There's a fiber technology laboratory and some offices. And so we've got a full operating business. And the business will be launched as Forico. That'll be the new name, and all the employees will come across, and it will be established as a Launceston-based business with our investment clients as the sole shareholders.
You say all the staff will come across. That's a different approach. With previous acquisition, you've put in your own people. So why keep this team in place?
Well, in a sense, the other assets that we've bought were being managed through what we call outsourced property management. In this case, it was already an operating business, so we felt the best way and cleanest way was to bring the team across. So Brian Hayes, who has worked in Tasmanian forestry for his whole career, will become the CEO, and that will be basically the sort of next stage in evolution of the forestry business, and we expect that it will be, you know, a leading Tasmanian business in the plantation forestry sector.
Well, how will you achieve that? Business as usual, or have you got plans to change the mix in the operation?
So the company basically will continue to operate on a business as usual basis, but it will be out of receivership. It will be controlled by a board. It will be fully capitalized with no debt. And, you know, we'll be expecting them to put together a business plan that grows the business and makes it a profitable, internationally competitive operation.
Well, then you have to have a good feel for what's going on in the international markets. Where are the opportunities? In Asia principally or elsewhere?
Well, if you look at the big picture of forestry in the world, you have a steady decline in Russia. Now Canada is beginning to decline its timber production. The United States peaked timber production in 1989. Indonesia, Malaysia are half of the native forest harvesting that they had 20 years ago. So it's those countries that can put in place high-quality timber plantations that will be the future of world timber supply. And, you know, on top of that, what we have is Australia being a developed economy, low-risk, stable business environment, good ports, good technical capacity, contractor base, and we can export timber into all the burgeoning markets of China, Southeast Asia, and India.
China has been growing substantially. How long before it overtakes Japan in terms of demand for Australian timber?
Yeah, it's probably at the moment the world's leading importer of softwood timber. And in terms of hardwood wood chips, it's probably line ball with Japan, but rising. And behind it is now starting to emerge India as an importer. So I think the trend is towards the higher growth Asian countries becoming the largest source of demand.
Demand is one thing, creating value is another. What's your strategy beyond chip and ship, the assets that others have established?
Well, to a certain degree, the company and its board have to set the strategy, but, you know, we are completely supportive of looking at new diversified markets, looking at opportunities to partner with processors that may emerge in Tasmania that can, you know, add more value in the Tasmanian economy. And, you know, those are the challenges for the first year or two of setting up the business.
Well, I know it's too early to ask you for commitments, but is there scope for additional investment?
Yes, absolutely. We've already got plans to invest more in refurbishing all of the equipment and assets, and we'll certainly be looking wherever we can to invest in the underlying forestry estate to grow more timber and to do as good a job as we can in terms of being competitive.
And beyond timber and wood chips, what about the emergence of new markets for bioenergy or biofuels or indeed environmental services?
Yeah, well, I guess our company really is a forward-looking business. We're very keen to see the whole emergence of a bioeconomy that moves away from fossil fuels and towards bio-based chemicals, fuels, and energy, and so we're certainly supportive of that. You know, from the perspective of Australia, I think, again, you know, we've got the climate and conditions to be able to increase our productivity and be a player in some of those areas.
In New Forest's, if you like, ledger of achievements, where does this acquisition sit?
Well, this is a significant expansion of our assets under management. So, you know, the scale and international significance of this Forco business is enormous. And, you know, I think it will make us now the largest forestry investor in Australia and probably one of the top 10 in the world. We'll now have $2.5 billion in assets under management. So it is a big step forward for us.
There's an expression, the pioneers get the arrows, the settlers get the land. I'm wondering if this applies in this case. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think in some ways what we've done is to be able to come into an industry in turmoil and now to reconsolidate it, put it under long-term capital that's patient and based on pension funds and superannuation funds, and with the ability to fully support the forestry sector and with the right type of investors that really are patient and want long-term returns. So I think in some ways what we are is the end game of the forestry sector, where now we have a fully recapitalized industry, you know, the access to all of the latest technologies and capital where it's needed, and that should provide a very strong future for the industry.
How do you want Forico to be regarded in Tasmania?
Well, we want Forico to be a leader in sustainable forestry. We'll use independent certification through the Forest Stewardship Council. I'd like to see the company be profitable, successful, a key part of, you know, the business community of Tasmania and generating jobs and opportunity for Tasmanian businesses.